The city of Barrie's proposed border expansion into Springwater and Oro Medonte, which Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall presented to the province's Standing Committee on Heritage, Infrastructure and Cultural Policy back in November 2023, hasn't sat well with many residents in the two neighboring townships. Although councils for both townships initially shot down the idea, the three municipalities, along with the County of Simcoe, have since held ongoing closed-door talks, discussions which have been supported by the Office of the Provincial Land and Development Facilitator, which is a provincial agency. Barrie's initial land request proposal to Oro Medonte was for 772 hectares, or almost 1,908 acres, east of Penetanguishene Road, south of Gore Road, west of Line 1 South and north of the Shanty Bay Rural Settlement Area. This land consists of active farmland and environmentally sensitive features, the township says. Barrie has also targeted three parcels of land in Springwater for boundary expansion, totaling 1,324 hectares, or almost 3,272 acres. A reporter reached out to all candidates in the Barrie-Springwater-Oro Medonte, BSOM, riding ahead of Thursday's provincial election to ask where their party stood on boundary talks, and how they believe the issue could be solved. Below are their responses, in alphabetical order. Alex De La Ventura, New Blue Party of Ontario. The ongoing municipal boundary discussions highlight a broader issue. Residents are frustrated with government overreach and backroom deals that don't reflect community needs. The New Blue Party believes boundary changes should not be dictated by bureaucrats in Toronto, but by the people directly affected. These decisions must be based on local input, fairness, and efficiency rather than corrupt political motivations. Concerns have already been raised about increased taxes, infrastructure burdens, and the erosion of local decision-making power. Many residents fear boundary changes would lead to loss of private lands, higher service costs, and reduced accountability. Municipalities should not be forced into deals that benefit the province at their expense. Growth and development must be managed responsibly, ensuring that services and infrastructure keep up without overloading taxpayers. We stand for open, transparent negotiations where community voices are heard. Boundary changes must prioritize efficiency, fair representation, and local control, not serve as a means for higher levels of government to impose their will. Forced amalgamations and boundary shifts often create unnecessary bureaucracy, increase costs, and dilute local representation. Instead, we support policies that protect municipal autonomy and ensure that any changes are made in the best interests of the communities involved. Local governments and residents must have a direct say in shaping their future, without provincial interference that prioritizes political agendas over practical solutions. Our priority is to ensure that municipalities retain control over their own affairs while maintaining efficient and sustainable governance structures that serve residents first. Doug Downey, Progressive Conservative. Our PC team recognizes each of our communities has its own unique needs and, as your MPP for Barrie-Springwater-Oro Medonte, I will continue to work hand-in-hand with municipalities, who know their regions best, to most effectively strengthen the communities they serve for years to come. Tim Grant, Green Party. A party official said Grant was not available for media responses or appearances in this election, and a reporter was instead directed to the party's platform online. Tracy Laffam, New Democratic Party. We believe in increasing urban residential density rather than boundary expansion. We would need to work with the municipalities of Barrie and Oro Medonte to make sure they are able to update zoning rules to improve density in areas that are ready for development. We also believe in building within urban boundaries to protect farmland. Aaron Patterson, Ontario Libertarian Party. Regarding the municipal boundary expansion, I feel we need to continue to evaluate the need for additional lands and ensure we are making an informed decision on the information collected within the numerous studies. I feel it is important for our cities and municipalities to keep up with the necessary resources and housing needed to address the growing population, but it must be done responsibly with all aspects being considered. Rose Zacharias, Liberal. The lack of clarity around the use for the proposed annex land is concerning. Residents in both Oro and Barrie are concerned around how the land will be used and deserve an opportunity to have their voices heard. The provincial government has not been upfront with our community. If elected, I will take the time to hear from the thousands of concerned residents to find a solution that works for both Oro Medonte and Barrie and protects our community interests while continuing to grow. This map, contained in the consultant's report from Hemson, shows four areas for possible expansion of Barrie's border. Image supplied.